Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Does a relationship between the U.S. and North Korea impact the spread of the gospel? Perhaps, but as we're seeing from this latest update, God provides a way. Plus, when God calls specialists to the mission field, their gifts are used for eternal purposes. And that story coming up in just a moment. But first, the U.S. is ramping up pressure against North Korea, this time banning Americans from visiting the country altogether. And once that ban goes into effect, it would make it illegal to enter the country using a U.S. passport. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says people shouldn't really be surprised.
You know, I don't think it's a surprise in light of the death of Otto Warmbier, who was an American who visited North Korea, was arrested there, was apparently brutally mistreated while incarcerated, came home, and subsequently died. So I don't think in response to that, that it is too much of a surprise that the State Department would say, wait a minute, we really don't want Americans to go there.
VOM is influencing North Korea for Christ, though, through radio broadcasts and other creative means. Nettleton says they've heard stories proving they're making an impact.
We do have some anecdotal evidence. We have people who have escaped from North Korea who have talked about reading the Bible, in one case on an orange balloon, which was the balloons that we launched in the past that had the gospel printed on them.
It takes courage and creativity to bring the gospel into a country like North Korea. So continue to pray that the good news will go forward. You can find ways to support VOM's work at missionnews.org. Next, adoption can be a complicated road to life-changing rewards, and adopting from overseas sometimes means stepping into uncharted waters. Catherine Laffler, head of international services at Bethany Christian Services, says things are always changing in the world of international adoption.
Historically, younger, healthier children were sent internationally from other countries into the U.S. And really, the reality of international adoption now is that it's predominantly, and as it should be, for children who don't have options in their local country.
That means older kids who will soon outgrow local orphanages and children with special needs that don't have access to medical assistance.
Children with extensive lifelong conditions also can receive so much therapy here in the U.S. that they have a much higher potential of meeting their full abilities through the care that they would receive here in the U.S.
Even if that sounds like a tough challenge, Bethany walks with families even after the adoption process, and Laffler says Bethany isn't the only one on your side.
God designed the family for children. His original design was that children grew up with parent figures, and our children who are being sent internationally did not have that opportunity.
And last week, we shared a story about two married doctors who gave up their comfortable life in the U.S. to become medical missionaries at Tenwick Hospital in Kenya. Today, Angela Maney of World Gospel Mission is back to share what it's like to work as a medical doctor on the mission field. And truth be told, it comes with its disadvantages.
We practice in an area with much fewer resources and much higher poverty rates. This impacts the type of illnesses and diseases and injuries that we see and brings a definite challenge from the medical standpoint.
But on the flip side, Maney says blessings are beyond compare. Unlike in the U.S., the Maneys are able to directly share the gospel with their patients. In fact, that's part of the care that all patients receive.
We take a spiritual history from our patients. We're addressing not just their physical ailment or physical brokenness, but also their spiritual brokenness. So we're able to directly address the whole person.
Tenwick Hospital works under the motto and attitude, "We treat, Jesus heals." And Tenwick also has an ongoing compassionate care fund that helps people who can't afford the services to get the care that they need. The details can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be increasing everywhere, but so is hope. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who have faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. So get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.